This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am not Nazzy. I am J-Dog, in for Nazzy this week. And I want to introduce to you a Renaissance man. He is the longest running host with curly hair in the history of the Pulse, and it's going to continue that way. Also, he is an author. He is a doting grandfather. He loves kids. He loves cats. He also is Eddie Papowski's number one fan. You can ask him that too. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental, Mr. Tom Raffio.
Jay, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I think we've established a little bit of a coup d'etat. I mean, you're doing it intro better than Nazi could ever done it. So obviously, you've been listening to the show. So
Eddie Papowski, that's right.
And Eddie Papowski, of course, for everybody's benefit, was the third base coach for the 1967 Boston Red Sox, where basically when I became a fan of the Red Sox, as did many other people of my age. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Jay, for that wonderful introduction, and also for always coordinating so many of my radio shows, both this one and others. So thank you so much. And the great thing about this show, I've been able to feature, you know, community partners, some of whom people know, others maybe not as much. So this show features Julia Moore, recently promoted to regional director at the Arthritis Foundation Northern New England. Julia, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me on, Tom.
And as you know, I've been involved for many, many, many years, but tell us your background and why you're so engaged with the Arthritis Foundation and why the work you do is so, so, so important.
Great. So my background, I have worked in nonprofits basically my entire career. I got my master's degree in political science in New Orleans and then realized really quickly that I didn't want to work in politics. And I really wanted to work in a profession where I know I was helping people and making a difference. And so previously, you know, when I lived in New Orleans, I worked for French Quarter Festival. I worked for the secondhand food bank in Acadiana in Louisiana. And then when I moved back to Rhode Island, back to New England, I worked for the American Cancer Society before working for the Arthritis Foundation. Definitely why I'm so passionate about the Arthritis Foundation is that it helps so many people really live their best life when they are managing pain. And, you know, it's something that I know Tom knows, there are so many people that have arthritis. You know, we're talking to close to 60 million people diagnosed arthritis. And I think that's such a large number. And that's really why, you know, I'm inspired to do what I do with the organization.
And it is so inspiring. And when I got involved with it almost a quarter of a century ago, it was a simple act of doing one of the Jingle Bell runs. And as I got to know the organization and realized that while people don't talk about it too much, it's definitely an insidious problem that affects, you know, not only adults, but what really got me moving and invigorated to get involved was the fact that so many young people, you know, are impacted, you know, by juvenile arthritis, 300,000 kids nationally and approximately 3,000 in Hampshire. So can you, we'll circle back to some of the other statistics, but why don't you make it clear to the listening audience that juvenile arthritis is real. We've had some great success stories. One of our honorees a few years ago was in a wheelchair and now he's playing soccer and, you know, and baseball, et cetera. So why don't you pause a little bit and then we'll circle back and talk about juvenile arthritis.
Sure, Tom. So like you mentioned, juvenile arthritis is really a severe thing that happens. You know, a lot of people have heard about juvenile diabetes, but may have not heard about juvenile arthritis. And juvenile arthritis actually affects a lot more children than juvenile diabetes. You know, there are a lot of kids that are diagnosed with arthritis at very, very young ages, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old. And then, you know, they're going to have arthritis for the rest of their life and find a way to manage, you know, arthritis. And so with the organization, you know, we're here to support those families in any way we can. We have our JA Power Packs, which are sent to families who are referred to us by doctors so that the kids know and their families know they're not alone. There's reading information, literature, a stuffed animal in the backpack. So those kids really know that they're cared for. We also have our JA Family Days, which we do locally, which is where we get a bunch of JA families together to really have them network, get to know each other, meet other people who have conditions. You know, there's such a shortage when it comes to JA rheumatologists. And I think that's something that not a lot of people understand. You know, there's such a small number of pediatric rheumatologists and, you know, a large number of kids. We're talking 445 pediatric rheumatologists for 300,000 children. And so a lot of kids, especially if you're thinking of rural New England like Maine, I know kids that are driving 4 hours to go to a pediatric rheumatologist for their infusions.
Yeah, it's really a story we need to get out there. And I know you've heard this many times, as I've heard from parents who their young child is diagnosed with juvenile arthritis, and like, they're like, they're stunned, they're shocked. I've heard this from many parents, which is why I'm starting the show with this. I didn't even know kids got arthritis. So they start with that. And then where do they turn to? So tell us a little bit how they would, if a parent's out there listening and they just got that diagnosis for one of their kids, who do they contact? Some of the sources. And as we know, what's been really good is other families that are in this situation. Some of our board members like Scott are a great resource. So tell us, if I'm a parent and I just got this diagnosis of one of my kids, what's the first thing I should do?
I would say the first thing I would do would be to go to arthritis.org, which is our national website. And there are so many resources there specifically about, you know, JA, what do you do when a child's diagnosed with JA? There are, you know, different resources really speaking about, you know, going to school and what that's like, transitioning to college, because these are really big milestones that affect children with JA differently. They can also reach out to me. You know, my email is jmoore@arthritis.org. And so they can contact me, and I'd love to connect them with some of our champion volunteers that we have. Like you mentioned, we have Scott, who is the chair of our JA committee in Northern New England, as well as we have Leanne also, who's on our committee, and they're both JA parents who've experienced, you know, a lot of the trials and tribulations of raising a child with JA, and they're great to talk to about it. And are really there to be champions for other parents and to give them resources and to help them through this journey.
And you mentioned some of our board members. It's a completely volunteer board. We have people like Amber Ferreira, who's a world famous, you know, triathlete, to Scott Rothbottom. And it's just a great board that supports Julia. And I just want to give a big shout out to Julia, who has recently received a well-deserved promotion. And you're now the executive director, not only of Northern New England, but also of Rhode Island, which you mentioned. So what has it been like to sort of span all of New England? But I will say this, because I know we're, you know, really local. We had one of the most wonderful walks out of Delta Dental Stadium on May 28th, and Julia was totally focused on New Hampshire, and we ultimately raised probably around $45,000 for arthritis research and education. And all these dollars go back to, you know, drug research, education. And so thanks, Julia, for your efforts. Again, arthritis.org. About your promotion, it's given you added responsibilities, but probably also the ability to take, you know, maybe a best practice in Rhode Island and bring it up to New Hampshire. So tell us what it's been like with this new promotion.
I've really enjoyed it so far. You know, I'm born and raised in Rhode Island, but I've always lived in New Hampshire on the weekends. My dad is a huge ski bum. And so I'd come up almost every weekend as a child, you know, during the winter to go skiing. My parents owned a house in New Hampshire from age 9 until still currently, they live in New Hampshire. And both of my brothers went to Plymouth State University for college. One of them never came back and just has lived in New Hampshire his entire life since. And so it's been really amazing to be able to represent, you know, the two areas that I'm from. And really, you know, since I have that knowledge of, you know, past experience living in New Hampshire, you know, I'm able to really relate with people here because, like you said, it's a very local organization. All the volunteers in Northern New England that I work with here are local. And so it's really important to shine the amazing local work that we do here.
Julie does that quite well. And as I said, we had one of the most successful walks in the country on May 28th. And before you know it, it'll be December 4th, and that'll be our Jingle Bell Run. I referenced, that's how I got involved. We'll talk about that. So before we cut off to the break, why don't you give us the all the contact information one more time?
Sure. So you can go to our website, which is arthritis.org, and there you'll be able to find all of the resources available. You know, we have educational programs. You know, there's a lot of different information you would find on that website. If you want to reach out to me directly, you can reach out to me by email at jmoore@arthritis.org. And then you also have our Facebook pages. And so there's a Facebook page for every state in Northern New England. So you can find one for New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont.
Awesome. And this organization nationally, and we do our part locally, has raised over $500 million in arthritis research over the last 70 years. Well, I see J-Dog, so that means it's time for a break.
It is time for a break. It is Julia Moore of the Arthritis Foundation with Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Welcome back. It is Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire and Julia Moore of the Arthritis Foundation talking with Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and Northeast Delta Dental Radio host. I wanted to get back to, we were talking, Tom, recently about the breakthroughs that we've been making in research and with the Arthritis Foundation. And Julia, you can add on to this. You had alluded, Tom, that there was a man who was in a wheelchair and now is playing soccer and baseball. Just the overall joy of being able to play sports again and not being in constant pain all the time and being able to manage that.
That's terrific. And that's a true story. And Julia can talk a little bit more about it. But I think the other part of that, Jay, is that when you're a kid, you know, and you want to be part of the group, and if you're on the sidelines, there's also that psychological part of it. Mm-hmm. So to be more pain-free, to be able to get out of Kellen is his name, get out of the wheelchair, start playing soccer. We just saw him at the arthritis walk. He looks great. He comes to events. You would never know that 7 or 8 years ago, he was, you know, pretty much sedentary. And yeah, it's all through these breakthroughs. And then the ability to feel like, you know, you remember, Jay, it wasn't that long ago when you were a teenager, right? And if you really weren't part of the group, how bad you felt. And so It just helps that that part of it, so people feel more inclusive and can play with the rest of their teammates. But I don't know if you want to say more about Kellen, but he's an amazing person.
He's incredible. So, you know, like Tom mentioned, Kellen was in a wheelchair, you know, when he was our honoree, you know, over 5 or 6 years ago, and very sedentary life. And then because of the amazing research, you know, he lives in remission. He was actually at our Jingle Bell Run event in December of last year, and he was one of the fastest runners. And so to think going from being in a wheelchair to being able to be one of the fastest runners in a 5K, that really shows how the leaps and bounds that research has come a long way with arthritis.
And that's the key, because I know it's true all over, but particularly New Hampshire, people want to hear that their dollars are going to actual, you know, results. And I also want to give a big shout out to this year's adult honoree, Madison, who's an adult honoree, but really 21. So I really feel she's youth. But tell us a little bit about her story She captivated everybody at the walk in May with her spirit. She's gone through so much. And yet there she is, you know, educating the audience. And it was just very compelling. So tell us a little bit about Madison.
Madison is a true arthritis warrior in every way. You know, she's spent, you know, the majority of her lifetime undiagnosed, not knowing that she had juvenile arthritis. She's only been diagnosed now at the age of 21 for a condition that she's had her entire life. And she's really taking the moment to really shine on the disease that she has, to let other people know that young people can get arthritis and it's okay. You know, she goes through a lot of pain every day, and it's amazing to see how she can stand up and really talk about what she's going through and just be a true advocate.
Yeah. She is a role model for so many. She works, goes to school, and is an advocate for arthritis education. I also now want to just thank publicly, you know, and all of the board members who are all volunteers. I mentioned Scott Robotham, Mary Nagel, Steve Provost, who's an attorney, Barry Lynch, who handles a lot of our functions in Maine, Warren Widener, Amber Ferreira, who I referenced, attorney Paul Maggiato, one of my colleagues, Kathy Walker, who's really helped with marketing over the years. And for the listening audience, so many of you know Kathy, she's actually retiring at the end of July. She's done great work, not only for the Arthritis Foundation, but for a lot of the other initiatives at Delta Dental. Leanne Woody, and of course, Ward Bennett. And Ward is an interesting example. He came to the walk 2 years ago, and he inspired me so much that we then got him on the board. And he has a connection that maybe you can explain, Julia. So that's really been helpful to us.
Sure. So we're so lucky to have Ward Bennett on our board. He is a policy director for Johnson & Johnson. And he works with a lot of the different pharmaceutical reps, doctors, really advocating policy that helps patients. And he's been so phenomenal to work with. We're so excited that this year we're going to be doing a corporate sponsorship with Johnson & Johnson, where we're going to be doing a health provider roundtable, which is going to be on October 27th. And on November 3rd. And at the executive roundtable for healthcare providers, you know, one, we're going to be focusing on patient well-being and how we can really improve patient well-being. And then the other one is to give an update to doctors, you know, specifically rheumatologists and orthopedic surgeons, about the incredible research that the Arthritis Foundation is doing. So just so that the doctors can know where that money is going to and what achievements we've been able to do as the Arthritis Foundation.
Awesome. So I know I've inspired a lot of people out there, I hope, that want to get involved. So if you want to become a board member, just give me a call directly at 223-1300, and Julia and I will talk with you. We have, I reference all the board members. It's not necessarily a large group, but as we like to say, Julia, right, we're a juggernaut in terms of what we've accomplished. The next event coming up is December 4th, the Jingle Bell Run. And again, it'll be out of Delta Dental Stadium. You can also walk it, and there'll be a lot of publicity coming out soon on that. And as mentioned, the May 28th walk raised about $45,000. And I think it's important to note that 23% of the adults in New Hampshire have doctor-diagnosed arthritis, almost 26.5% in Maine. So it is prevalent. And my other goal, in addition to making sure people understand that that there is juvenile arthritis. And by the way, the way we get people's attention, Julia, right, is to say, do you know that more kids have juvenile arthritis versus juvenile diabetes? Everybody's heard of juvenile diabetes, mm-hmm. And people are like stunned, you know, when they hear that. But as far as adults, getting people to talk about it, because oftentimes people think, oh, it's just I'm getting old. And it used to be people were afraid to even tell anybody they had arthritis because they didn't want to lose their job and sort of notions like that. And so it's much better that it's, you know, that we get out there, and to think that 60 million Americans have it and 300,000 children across the United States. It's not just a New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont matter, but also the United States. So we have the Jingle Bell Run coming up. Can you also just talk about the Connect groups and the cool app on the pain management, which is terrific?
Sure. So we have a lot of different resources and programs that the Arthritis Foundation has. Like Tom mentioned, we have our Connect groups. And so our Connect groups are basically support groups where if you have a specific type of arthritis, you know, there are over 100 different conditions that fall under the term arthritis. And so these are Connect groups where you can find, you know, people who have your type of arthritis. You know, there are people that might be in your geographical area where you can be local. Some of them are in person. Some of the events are virtual, you know, so you can always meet other people that have arthritis and talk about what you're going through. So, you know, you can connect with other people that are going through pain like you are. And I think it's so beneficial to have that experience, to talk with others who have arthritis, to really have that support that you might not get outside of that type of Connect group. We also have our Vim pain management app. Now, as someone who has arthritis, I have Lyme disease, and so I fall under that category of a condition that causes arthritis. I use the Vim pain management app pretty regularly. It's a great way to track your pain and to really set goals for yourself to improve your pain and the quality of life. And it's amazing in the fact that it gives you suggestions for goals. It walks you through the process. So you're not sitting there struggling, trying to come up with, you know, what I should do to set a goal for pain management. It gives you so many different, you know, resources, diet ideas, sleep and fatigue ideas, you know, ways to overcome when you wake up in the morning, stretches. You know, there's so many different resources that are available with the Vim pain management app. And so I would definitely recommend that as a program as well.
It's awesome. It really is. I encourage people to use that app. As far as local programming, we have the Canopy Lake Park event coming up on the JA Family Day, Juvenile Arthritis Family Day, on August 27th. If you're listening to this on Facebook, you can also apply for the camp. Applications are due July 15th, and that runs August 14th through August 20th. A camp for kids with rheumatological conditions. And I hear nothing but great things about that camp. And that's been going on for many years. Right, Julia?
Yes, I've heard nothing but amazing things. Everybody loves, you know, the Camp Dartmouth Health, you know, latter before really Camp Dartmouth Hitchcock, but now it's Camp Dartmouth Health. And it's amazing to see, you know, the kids have a great time. You know, this is, might be the only time that they're able to hang out with other kids that have arthritis.
Right.
And it's so it makes them feel like they're not alone.
Right. They can be a kid again. And Dartmouth Health paid a lot of money for that branding. So I'm glad you got that right. I'm on the spirit of transparency. I'm on the Dartmouth Health Board. So why don't you, I see J-Dog there. So, but why don't you give the contact information one more time in case people want to get involved? I know they want to get involved. Your phone number as well as your email.
Sure. So they can reach me, Julia Moore, and my email is juljmoore@arthritis.org, jmoore@arthritis.org.
And there's an E at the end of Moore.
So. At the E, jmoore@arthritis.org. And then I can also be reached at 401-226-0954. 401-226-0954.
And Julia is always available, has been tremendous working with her, and that's why she's gotten a well-deserved promotion. So, Jay, I hope to see you at Delta Dental Stadium when the fall hits and we hit December 4th, and maybe I'll see you at the Jingle Bell Run.
That would be great, Tom. I would love that. And it's funny you said that fall. It won't officially be winter till December 21st, even though it may feel like winter. Who knows?
Exactly. And again, we have vendors there too. So it's a great opportunity to find out about arthritis, as many people did on May 28th at the walk, and then our other signature event on December 4th. So Julia Moore, thank you for joining me on Northeast Delta Dental Radio. J-Dog, as always, thank you for orchestrating this. And you have the best radio voice around.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.